The Grow Great Small Business Daily Brief number 41 for Thursday, July the 19th, 2018. How to tackle performance and growth problems. First of all, don't ignore and hope things will improve. Avoiding a problem is not a wise way to solve it. The sooner you jump on it, the better. Speed is key. This means you have to really quickly move and look at your measurements, whatever dashboard you have. You've got to see reality just as fast as you can. Speed and accuracy, these are really important. There is no excuse today to not have real-time data. There is no excuse to say, well, I don't know, when it comes to critical measurements that show whether you're moving forward or not. Now, I'm talking about key performance indicators necessary to operate your business. It's foolish to manage the work with knee-jerk reactions. You miss your target one day, that doesn't mean that you burn the place down, you hammer all your people, you behave in some other foolish reaction. A day does not a trend make. First responders. First responders are people willing to go in first. Firefighters, policemen, EMTs, soldiers. As the leader of your organization, you have to be a first responder. This means that you have to be the first person whose curiosity drives you to find out what happened, what is currently happening, and what is planned to happen. Curiosity, it is manifested with questions. Your job in tackling performance and growth problems is summed up in one basic activity: asking great questions. The quality of our questions determines the quality of our business. As the top leader asking questions, great questions, it's important that you, well, it's important how you ask. Tone matters. Harold Janine, the tyrannical leader of ITT, arguably the first conglomerate, was notorious at berating and asking such difficult, challenging questions that he could reduce top executives to mush in front of their peers. And it would seem that, well, much of that was intentional. He was successful. But I'm not prone to argue against success because, well, it is what it is. But I may argue, and I usually do argue, in the form of a question: how much better could he and ITT have performed? I'm always focused on what could be or what could have been, searching for the potential, the unrealized potential to improve, to be better, to grow. Now, we both know that you can gather the troops into a conference room. You can begin to bombard them with every challenging question that you've got. You've got the right. My question is, why? Why do that? And if you answer, well, because I'm the boss, well, okay, true, you are. And don't the people in that room already know that you are the boss? I mean, are you so insecure that you have to remind people during a time of trouble that you're in charge? I mean, honestly, I would rather remind them when things are great. But that's just me. So often when things are not going well, leaders form a posse to find, let's find the culprit. Let's find the person who messed this up. Now, I understand mob mentality. I understand the blame game. I get the short-term payoff for it. I just don't understand how that helps us solve our performance or growth problem. Over the course of operating multi-million dollar businesses since I was 25, I have never once experienced searching for an answer to the question why, and had it fail to reveal any potential human lapses. Simply put, there's just no need to go find out who's at fault when you can find out what happened and you can figure out a whole lot more simply by having people aim at finding a solution. Be confrontational. Be rude. Be angry. You'll shut down the people that you need to find out the details of the problem and the possible solutions. Instead, I'm encouraging you to foster safe, open dialogue. Make people comfortable to openly discuss the problem. Make it safe. Make it safe for people to own their possible contribution to the problem. How? By putting all of the attention on the problem's solution. Focus on the source of the problem is just like focusing on who can we blame. It's too one-dimensional. It doesn't accomplish anything positive. It may feel good, but the net result is very empty. People will instantly know where you are putting the attention. They take their cues from you. What you think is important. How you think is important. So make the solution what matters most. Now, you won't be able to find the solution without deep investigation into the problem. But context, is completely different when finding the solution is the goal. And remember, speed's key. Use another approach with a different agenda and you will slow down the process. You may not even be able to get to the root of the problem so that you can find a best solution. Instead, you'll foster covering your butt behaviors. People will start to deflect. They'll excuse. They'll look for others to blame. They'll look for situations to blame. They'll look for circumstances to blame. It will kill the accountability that you need in order to have a high-performance organization. This isn't about neglecting challenging questions. You must ask challenging questions, but tone and intent matter. If you have the right intent, your tone is going to be right. Okay, so let's say that sales are trending down slightly, and here we are on Thursday, day 19 of the month, and we are headed toward a month-end revenue number that is going to be 7% below our projection. Is that a problem? Well, I don't know. It will be if we miss our mark by 7% at the end of the month, but we've got some time before the end of the month, and maybe we can make it up. So what does that conversation sound like? And we're going to call him Jim. Jim is our VP of sales. And so I bring Jim in, or better yet, I go to Jim's office. And Jim, I noticed that we're on pace to come in about 7% below our projection. I just wanted to get your input on what I might be able to do to help. I'm not threatening Jim. I'm not pitching a wild-eyed fit. I want Jim to talk to me about this. And by having the specific conversation, you and I both know that Jim is feeling some heat, appropriately so. But he also knows that I'm here to help him. Now, Jim's a smart guy. He also knows that I'm removing any excuses he can have at the end of the month if we fail to hit our target. I'm using speed to solve the problem. I'm not using speed to catch Jim. But my speed will, in effect, put positive pressure on Jim to do whatever he can with the remaining days of the month. Well, isn't that the point? It is if you want to solve the problem instead of something with far less payoff. Now, Jim may tell me, he could tell me all kinds of things. Jim could tell me about some pipeline activity that I don't necessarily know about. He could tell me about a deal that's going to hit the dashboard next Monday that's going to put us 3% over projection with still more month left. Jim may remind me that the seasonality of the projection, based on the last 5 years, has been that 35% of the total month's revenues are generated in the last 5 days. And when that seasonality plays out, Jim commits that we're easily going to hit our projections. I mean, there are any number of things he can say. I need Jim's help. He's tip of the spear in sales. I need Jim to own the performance along with me. And I can help him do that, or I can make him run scared looking for others to blame or circumstances or situations to blame. Performance and growth problems can be simple. They can be complex. The questions tend to get better the deeper we go into the conversations to find solutions, and that's appropriate. We help our people ramp up toward the best solution. I want you to remember a time when you engaged in a conversation and it just didn't start off very well. 10 minutes later, though, it's going swimmingly. Well, something happened. You likely read the situation and you started having true dialogue. The other person or the people in the conversation, they began to open up and it just got easier, got more open, got more productive. Foster that inside your company. So in summary, put people at ease to own their part of it by focusing all the attention on having them help solve the problem. Ask great questions. Get great answers. Now, don't accept just any answer. Encourage your team to not accept just any answer either. You need truth. You need accuracy and reality. And as you pursue the solution, pursue full accountability. It begins and it ends with you. Invite your team to join you by making sure they know that you are first. You're a first responder to every problem. Celebrate their contribution to the solution. The blame, that'll come out in the process. It'll be whatever it is. You need to intentionally praise and celebrate the effort and the ability to figure out the solutions. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here every day, Monday through Friday. The website is growgreat.com. We'll put a bow on the week. Tomorrow is Friday.